Welcome to the Aha Moment with
Erin Backus
and Irene Barber, where we talk to professionals in horticultural therapy and related fields, sharing their journeys of discovering the powerful benefits of working with plants. Sit back and enjoy some inspirational stories accompanied with laughter and refreshments.
All right. Well, listeners, welcome. It is episode 33 of the Aha Moment, and my name is Erin Backus. We took April off because Miss Irene Barber was traveling.
Yes, I went to La France. Vive la France. Beaucoup de jardins là-bas. Lots of gardens there.
Oh, geez. Sorry, I said something.
I'll speak Julia Child for a little while.
And in the background, you can already hear our guest, April Ellis. She is coming in from California, so it is like 4 o'clock her time, 7 o'clock our time. We are very thankful to have her. Irene and I have been interviewing numerous horticultural therapists and related professionals in the field of horticultural therapy. And we've done a lot of like seasoned HTs. We've done a lot of retired HTs. And I was really looking forward to talking to April, our next guest, because she is a brand new HT in the field. So she just got her HTR. April is a licensed clinical social worker, is employed at the Geriatric Psychiatric Hospital, located in San Francisco, campus for Jewish Living in San Francisco. She received her bachelor's degree in recreation administration, which I think is very cool, from California Polytech State University, and her master's in social work from San Francisco State University. She, like Irene and myself, have completed the horticulture therapy certificate through HTI and has just recently become a registered HTR, just, I believe, this past March, right, April?
March 10th, apparently.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. So you must have graduated with our fellow, one of our other recent interviewees, Garen Dorr. He was in the program, but he did it all online, so maybe you guys didn't actually...
That's it. I was the fundamentals online, and everything else was in person.
Oh, great.
Feel very fortunate in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. It can be online now. I remember just traveling back and forth to Colorado. I mean, it was a great experience, but it was a lot.
That's a lot.
A little expensive. Yeah. Yep.
But April provides HT groups at the acute geriatric psych hospital. She has built 2 therapeutic gardens there, and she leads indoor HT groups on a skilled nursing unit. She is an active member of the California Horticulture Therapy Network. And, oh, yeah, she owns 2 pet ducks, which I was so want to talk to about because I want ducks. So, Theodora, the Explorer, that's cute, and Bootsy. April, welcome to the Aha Moment. It's so great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It is such a pleasure to be here.
And your ducks did okay during all of the avian issue happening?
Never touched them.
Yeah, good.
Sure, ducks are susceptible, but mine just live in my backyard. They don't interact with any wild ducks or anything.
Right.
It's fine, yeah.
San Mateo is exclusive.
Yes.
Well, April and I were just talking that I also went to college at University of San Francisco, and I'm just curious what the environment for supporting horticultural therapy is like in the greater Bay Area.
It's a great question. No one has heard of it here. So I put, last year I got some of those magnetic stickers. I had Vistaprint print up some magnetic stickers, right? That says like nurture with nature, horticultural therapy, and then put my little website on the bottom of it. And I have had like 6 people stop me either in parking lots or someone was, while I was driving around to ask what horticultural therapy is. And my goal in that is kind of like to get it out and for people to hear the term, but nobody really knows about it here in the Bay
Area. That's a great idea.
It's got to get out. get out. Now.
So you have obviously a background working with people of advanced ages. Mm-hmm. How did you come across working with this population in recreational and it started with recreational therapy, I assume?
No. So I got my rec admin degree and did environmental education.
Oh,
I worked at the aquarium in Monterey. That's what
I
did my senior thesis, and that's where I wanted to work.
Nice.
And got into the education department there. Loved it. And went from there to the Albuquerque Zoo and worked there for a year. And I loved the topic and engaging people, but to me, it only went so far. And I found a lot of frustration, and I was a young 20-something as well, with, like, you'd give them all this great information, and they would take it in and go, and then they go back to tapping on the glass and annoying the animals, right? You know, there wasn't that emotional connection. It didn't really touch people. It touched very few.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, so I turned to social work. You know, I'd worked in nonprofit. My summers have been spent working with people with disabilities in high school and in college. So started working here in nonprofits and learned what social work was, because I really didn't know what that was. Found out there was a program at state. I could work full time and go to school full time and get my master's. And at the time, I was working at CPMC, which is one of our large hospitals.
Can you say the real name for us, for everybody?
Sure. California Pacific Medical Center.
Thank you.
Sutter Health System. And I really enjoyed being a social worker, a medical social worker. First in kidney transplant and then in the hospital. And so that connection with people and serving people, you know, I really enjoyed that. Did that for many years, and a friend of mine came over here to the Jewish home, became an administrator, and offered me the social work director position in geriatric psychiatric. And I thought, psych, I don't know if I do psych. My family's crazy enough already. I don't know if I do that for a living. but I fell in love with it. It's a small hospital, 12 bed, and a tight team, you know, of doctors, nurses, and a rec therapist and occupational therapist, and everybody just works really well together.
Does it lend to working with clients who or patients who have, no offense, but some affluency to afford such a, tight, small?
Not necessarily, because it's covered by insurance. They take Kaiser and Medicare. Patients of all, they do have to have insurance.
Yeah.
But anywhere in Northern California.
Yeah. Kaiser is great. Kaiser definitely has a lot of funding behind them. That's great.
Yeah. there are challenges. They're on strike a lot, but you know,
there are challenges with anything that's like got some philanthropic medical process going on.
Yes. And they do try their hardest with behavioral health. And the great thing is here, you know, they're calling geriatric 55 and older, which, I mean,
oh my gosh,
I know.
I'm only a Christian that age.
Whereas in other hospitals, you know, they'll give you 72 hours to fix this person and then you've got to discharge them. Here we get more time. The average stay is, 2 to 3 weeks, which is really nice.
Wow.
You really get a chance to do groups and support, and they start medication slowly. And so it's a very therapeutic environment.
2 to 3 weeks within inpatient, not just
inpatient.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your room, private room, private bathroom. And then we have groups starting from 9 a.m. and going to like 3 or 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
of all types. So I was the director of social work for 5.5 years and was like, okay, I've done this. I want to grow. I don't know how I want to grow. Nowhere really to grow here. So I had trained an intern who was phenomenal. I said, why don't you take the directorship? Let me be per diem. Let me figure out what's next. And of course, that happened right as the pandemic hit. So I am now a per diem social worker at the Jewish home. He went on and he's now our director. He's terrific.
He's not saying, why did I do this? Why did I do this?
Initially, he did. Yes. So I get to be like a grandparent. I get to come in and cover for him when he's out, or cover for the rec therapist. I'm covering right now for the rec therapist while she's out, and do the things I enjoy doing, and, you know, not worry about the stressful parts. Oh. I was in my backyard in 2021 going, there's got to be a way to put therapy and this garden together. I've got a big garden. There's got to be a way. So a very short Google search, and it is. And it's been around since, you know, 1970, and I've never heard of it before. Mm-hmm. Oh my, the more I read about it, the more excited I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I reached out to, I found Trish Hildinger, who's the founder of the California Horticultural School.
We know Trish. Yeah.
She's fantastic. Emailed her. She said, well, what you need to do, you know, there's a conference coming up and you need to listen to the AHA podcast.
Oh.
So that's what I did. I listened to all you guys' podcasts and I got more and more excited with people like, that's just like me. Oh, yeah. That's just like me too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's a joy to be here now.
Coming full circle. Exactly. Yeah. So while you were gardening, so give us a little, zoom in a little bit more on in that 2021, you know, scenario. Obviously, it was just towards the end of lockdown or whatever, but like year or in the middle of it. But give us a scenario of what it was to captivate you in that experience of working with plants and realizing the effect they had.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I started bringing stuff without any training or anything, just listening to your folks, started bringing in flowers to when I was doing my groups with patients and watching that connection happen, that thing that didn't happen with environmental education. Mm-hmm. Like I can say it's this type of flower and this is its life cycle and stuff like that. But the minute I tied it to, you know, how does that make you feel? Or, you know, when this flower dies, look at all the good stuff it does. And, you know, and to watch their eyes light up and they got it. They got it. It was the piece that was missing with environmental ed. And that was it. And I look back at, you know, and so I always felt like I was just dabbling. You know, I dabbled in environmental ed and you know, social work. But this, I had the aha moment that is like, I've been built to do this. Look, then that still just gives me chills.
Yeah. And what Aaron and I both love listening to from our guests is hearing the different stages in life that people are receiving the aha moment, you know, because for both Aaron and myself, it was at different points of our lives. I mean, granted, she and I are similar in age, right, Aaron? So, but if there were...
Like, I don't know. How old are you, Irene?
I'm not telling everybody on the radio. Are you kidding me?
I just turned 40. I'm so excited.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're younger than me. So,
so I was 51 when I had my moments.
Yeah. So, and I was in my... somewhere in my 20s. But they were building blocks of aha moments. And that was another thing is like, you may have had one epiphany with, you know, additional little complimentary epiphanies.
Right.
But, you know, there were definitely numerous ones of them for me. So it's nice to hear like everybody has it at different stages in their life, obviously.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I had mine about my early 20s too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, and if I had found this, that this existed back in college, it really would have changed my trajectory. I would never have gone into social work. I don't think I would have gone straight into horticulture.
Yeah, but I think that's, I mean, obviously you should know this as a student of hort therapy, that social work is such a great foundation to have for this kind of a practice because it's social work is streamlined in a sense. You know what I mean? Insurance identifies with social work. Insurance does not identify with hort therapy. So,
so true. It has just opened so many doors. Being able to stay on my LCSW has been a
your toolbox is so complete. I mean, like, you really have. I'm jealous. I'm envious of that toolbox that you've got, because. But I'm not going back to school, so that's it.
Well, I gotta say, you know, I see so many pairs where, you know, both are horticultural therapy, but one came from horticulture and one came from the therapy side. And what an incredible team that makes.
Right, right. I don't know, maybe I'll go into social work. I mean, Erin has it too. You guys are so lucky to have that background. And
I'm different. I'm a certified rehab counselor.
Ooh, excellent.
Yeah. But yeah, I got that master's in that, you know, that clinical counseling background. It helped out a lot, actually.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So tell us a little bit more about the day in the life of April Ellis, you know, like how is that from day one when you started doing the plant connection, plant person connection, mm-hmm. and to today? How has that kind of started and evolved?
Well, I had that discovered that this, and listened to you guys in like August of 2021. Mm-hmm. And then started doing little things when I came in to cover for people at work. Mm-hmm. I attended the AHTA conference in 2021, which was all virtual. Which was phenomenal. Yeah. So I was able to, you know, and you had like 3 months to listen to everything. So you didn't have to be present for the presentation. You can go back and listen to everything. Mm-hmm. And that, I was like, oh, this is the way. This is the way. So, HTI fundamental class, there's one at the beginning of December. I'll do that. And that's virtual, right? Mm-hmm. Did that, knew this is definitely how it's going to be. My local City College here in San Francisco, I'd taken classes at City College. I didn't know they had 5 acres of a horticulture department and an incredible
program. They do? Oh, they that's do. Fantastic.
Dude, it's been around since the 50s.
Where's that again? The San Francisco?
In San Francisco, on the ocean campus.
Oh my God.
In the 50s. I've got a lady here in the home, not on the psych unit, but just living here, who took flower arranging classes in the 50s. Can you believe it?
Awesome.
So I looked it up. Oh my gosh, they've got a horticulture department. Yeah. I can take all 4 of the classes I need. Yep. In spring semester of 2022.
Wow.
And this is by the time you're now per diem, so you have more flexibility to do
that. I have flexibility. I said, you know, I can help out, but I'm going to be a full-time student and take 13 units.
Wow. Yeah.
Spring semester, which is what I did.
You set the stage upright.
I had, so I was able to do that. I was in the middle of a terrible divorce. So I had nothing but time on my hands and a great reason to want to focus on other things. Mm-hmm. So that it really helped out a lot in that way. Mm-hmm. I did the, I forget if it's the techniques class that happened in Charleston, South Carolina. It was incredible. And then the programming class in North Carolina and Hendersonville.
Hendersonville, yeah.
North Carolina. It was phenomenal. And by that time, I knew my classmates and we rented Airbnb houses.
Great.
And stayed together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. And then at that point, I started doing horticulture therapy anytime I was doing groups at the unit. and all that.
So you were able to apply some of what you were learning in the in these classes, and then come back and do some application
immediately. Yeah. And you know, if we're in class in HTI where we're doing how to do short term and long term goals, right? Mm-hmm. I'm doing that already, and so I take what my colleague is doing as the rec therapist. Mm-hmm. Take her goals and learn how to tweak them with a HT bent. So it was seamless. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of great resources for that. So I started interviewing people informally over the phone who were horticultural therapists and trying to find an internship, knowing that, you know.
Right. And so just to remind everyone that while you may be working at your facility, you can have a distant supervisor, or you find a location that you go to do your supervision. So what did you choose?
Well, initially I wanted to get with Libba Shortridge and the Skyland Trail. Mm-hmm.
Going to Georgia.
Yeah. In Georgia. Mm-hmm. Of course, as soon as I thought that, she retired. Like, oh, but she said she'd be my long distance supervisor. Okay, let's do that.
She's traveling all over the place. She comes up to Maine for somebody here.
Yes.
She's going to California.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, she did for a little bit, but it was too much. She stopped after just a little bit, but she helped me get started, here, getting them on board with, I'm going to make two therapeutic gardens, one focused on skilled nursing population and the other focused on geriatric psychiatric, and then the programs to go with each. Mm-hmm. And it was a challenge with this organization, you know, that is risk averse and sees risk everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it took some doing. But I started, there's ample open space around this campus. So I took two open spaces and started in June of last year. So it's going to be a year next month.
Nice.
Yeah. And
how big are the spaces that you're talking about?
Pardon?
How big are the spaces that you're talking about?
I should have those diameters. They're not huge. They're like 30 by 20.
Okay.
On one, and the other one is like 128.
Wow. Yeah.
No. Like 100 feet by, at its widest, it's 20 feet.
So
narrow. And it runs along the side of the psych unit. So
half
of the rooms look out onto it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was just a sidewalk and a lot of dirt. So, for the psych unit, I made an area that's a walking path that's more meditative and calming. It's got lower tables. It's a place where you can take your patients and do therapy. Or I've got a low table for doing floating mandalas and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful with the type of plants you use. I know when I used to work at a psych hospital, I had to go through the director of nursing and just make sure that, like, you know, just confirm that these plants are safe kind of thing.
All non-toxic. Mm-hmm.
No thorns.
Then the ligature risks, right? Everything has to be secured, nothing that you can loop something over, and protocol. The only people that can go outside are people that have been cleared by the doctor that they're not an enrollment risk or an assault risk, and they have to be one-to-one with a staff member, which made it a little difficult, right? Because as an intern, I wasn't considered a staff member.
Oh.
So I had to have a
staff. Oh, that's challenging, even though you've been working there for so many years.
Even though one of the things I do here is train people in CPI, which is how to de-escalate and restrain if needed.
Yeah.
I still wasn't okay for me to be alone with a patient. I had to bring somebody on staff who I had trained to watch out the patients.
Right.
I gave in on that.
Yeah.
So that was the psych unit portion. And then the 20 by 30 area is just off of the skilled nursing wing, same floor, just a different wing, and has a water spigot at there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I built, I brought in tables, mm-hmm. high tables and regular size tables, mm-hmm. Made flat areas so that wheelchairs could be brought in and you can use both of those tables off of Craigslist. Got shelving, plastic shelving that you can take apart.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's in grow bags, colorful mm-hmm. grow bags, different colors.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So the upside of this garden is that it can all be moved.
Yeah. Right?
That at the end of the internship, should they not want to keep it, mm-hmm. So they could either pay me for it mm-hmm. or I could take it somewhere else. It was entirely mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the upside.
The smart, what is it called? Smart Pot Company. Ooh. Is that, did you look into them?
I didn't. I was going straight up on Amazon.
They make those felt bags, very large trough sizes to mm-hmm. like the Woolly Pocket sizes as well. But those are all collapsible and, you know, you can remove those and so forth.
So nice. So nice. The 5-gallon bags, like it's easy to move them around. And then I got one that's a 4-foot diameter and that's where we plant all of our lettuce and spinach and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's out of it. Yeah.
What would be your favorite go-to plant when you're, you know,
it's the mint. Mint grows so well here. So I've got lavender mint and spearmint and lime mint and basil mint. And
Did you say lavender mint? God, they're coming up with everything.
They're doing all kinds of stuff with this. Yes.
I want lime mint. That sounds amazing.
Isn't that wild?
Is that that mojito?
Got it from one of the nurseries.
Yeah, I think that's probably like a mojito mint kind of thing. Too.
I've heard of that.
You're right. That combines two things.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when you say you like it the most, what is it because of the aromas and the taste or? Yeah.
All of that. There's so many, you know, metaphors that we use in group, you know, mm-hmm. I have them come out and harvest it and then we bring it in and we compare and we mm-hmm. contrast and we do mindfulness with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we're doing mindfulness or focus, they always have something to smell and taste.
Right.
We talk about the upsides of that. And then we do a little horticulture with like, you know, all mints have the square stems and mm-hmm. Let's compare the, you know, you've got three types of mint in front of you. And how are the leaves different and how are the stems different? And we've been doing this for 20 minutes. You realize we've been doing this for 20 minutes, you know,
mm-hmm.
Were you thinking about the future or the past? Were you mm-hmm. worried? You were kind of mm-hmm. focused on that. And so as a, mm-hmm. Perfect representation of mindfulness.
That's great.
Yeah.
Engage for that long. I used to work with that population too. And to have them engage for that long is such a great thing for them.
It's a win.
And so you are keeping track of their clinical goals and so forth with your programming?
Yeah. In the psych unit, you know, we've already got the clinical goals set up.
Uh-huh.
So I'm using at the moment, so once the internship was done, you know, I just became, I do it under the auspice of the rec therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I use her form and then mm-hmm. customize it just in the area, you know, where they mm-hmm. give you a blank space to talk about it. I mm-hmm. customize their goals there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. And have your staff supported you, your co-staff, you know.
They love it. They love it. They go out there, they pick things, they water things. I need to train more people to water. I do. But it really gives them a stake in it and they bring stuff in. All of our succulents are from our medical director,
mm-hmm.
lives close by and has a ton of them. And that's mm-hmm. a wonderful tie-in. People love that. Like, mm-hmm. oh, this big doctor on high, like, brought this stuff in and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The frustrating thing, I'll tell you what the downside is the doors are alarmed. on this unit. Not
right.
Psych unit is lot.
Right.
The skilled nursing is alarmed, and the alarms are heinous.
Oh,
and so if you accidentally open up that door once and have that alarm go off, you're never going to want to do it again. So even though I have a set of keys and all the staff know where the keys are to turn off the alarm,
yeah,
they're still so scared that people don't go out and use it all that often. Yeah. So you can make a beautiful garden, but if it's not easy access, people won't use it.
So we have a few more minutes left, but I'm very curious, do you actually make a group effort to have people together come out and do the garden, you know, either work in the garden or do mindfulness in the garden as a whole yes. group together? So you are there to kind of facilitate and break down that barrier of fear, even yes. with the staff people?
Even with the staff. I try to bring the staff out to do it. And it's a small group. Like, we never get more than 4 or 5 people at one time.
Well, that's quality. So that's important.
Yeah.
And propagation, do you utilize that as a metaphor as well?
Yes, absolutely. We plant seed. We grow the wheat heads. You know, you've got the egg, and you plant the wheat seeds in there. The egg head activity.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know that one. I guess I forgot about that.
Yes. No, you've got an egg. You cut an egg off, and you've got the shell. And for me, since I have pet ducks, I use my duck eggs. I put them in a cup. The white duck taco shop in North Carolina gave me a whole sleeve of white duck taco cups. So. Egg goes in there, and then the soil and the wheat seeds. Right. And we talk about
so you do a germination indoors and not just outdoors?
They're indoors until the people can take them home when they discharge, yeah. or if not, when they're
going to go out. Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So things that people can take with them when they're released, when they.
Very important. And being able to do groups that the patients can give things to the staff members.
Mm-hmm.
So like when we have lavender and they bundle the lavender together, they go out or mint. I bring in those little tea bags, empty tea bags.
Right.
They fill that. And we have a hot tea during the group. And then they take their extra ones and give them to staff.
Yeah. I wonder, have you ever done asked somebody to come do a tea ceremony?
Not yet. Because that person hasn't wandered.
You have the San Francisco Japanese tea garden at your foot right there.
Right.
Yeah. See if they would come and do a tea ceremony with your mint.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
Yes.
That seems like a home runner, especially as kind of like a graduation thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. I've been trying to figure out how to do a garden party to invite, you know, professionals in the outside world of like, this is what this is and next steps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great idea. Thank you.
Yeah. So it is just, it's so empowering to hear what your story is, April. And like you're quick. Learning curve that you've been going through. It's kind of like really rapid.
Yep.
The upward slope is definitely happening.
Well, I keep thinking to paraphrase When Harry Met Sally, when you finally discover what you want to do with the rest of your life, you want the rest of your life to begin as fast as possible.
I
feel very much
that
way.
Movie.
Yeah.
And monumental for you in the change of your life at the same time as well.
So,
Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, honestly, I'm definitely going to come. When I come back out to San Francisco, I'm going to come find you.
You're going to come look me up. Please do. Please do.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, everyone.
You guys have a good night.
Yeah.